A peculiar, long-duration gamma-ray burst from a neutron star-white dwarf merger, by J. Yang et al. Even though it is generally believed that long-duration gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, are associated with massive star core collapse, whereas short-duration GRBs are associated with mergers of compact star binaries, growing observations have confirmed the earlier suggestion that multiple criteria, prompt emission properties, supernova, kilonova associations, and host galaxy properties, rather than burst duration only, are needed to classify GRBs physically. A previously reported long-duration burst, GRB060614, was of the compact star merger origin, type 1 GRB, but could be still viewed as a short GRB with extended emission if it were less energetic or observed at a larger distance. Here we report a peculiar long-duration gamma-ray burst, GRB211211A, which can be physically classified as a type 1 GRB based on its multi-band observations. The burst broadly resembles GRB060614 but has a longer duration in the main emission phase and a harder spectrum in both the main and extended emission phases, making it difficult to be interpreted as a short GRB with soft tail emission. In addition, significant excesses in both optical and near-infrared wavelengths have been discovered, which could be successfully explained as kilonova emission with energy injection from a magnetar central engine. These observations point towards a neutron star white dwarf merger progenitor, which leaves behind a rapidly spinning magnetar that powers gamma-ray prompt emission, afterglow, and kilonova emission. This was a peculiar, long-duration gamma-ray burst from a neutron star white dwarf merger, by J. Yang et al.